Hey you, and welcome to yet another amazing episode of the What's Up Nairobi podcast, where we are creating a community one conversation at a time. I am your host, Joe Ngotho. So I hope you've had yourself a good week. I know I have. My week didn't really start as exciting as it ended. And I am very happy to report that on this week, I was able to achieve something that I really wanted to achieve for the podcast. And it's a surprise. And as you can hear, as part of the surprise, I am recording this week's episode or intro on the streets of Nairobi. And again, the podcast episode for this week was also recorded in the streets of Nairobi. So the big surprise that I had for the podcast was that I really needed something new. I wanted to create something different for the podcast. As I have been saying, or I have said in the last two episodes, that I have gotten this new dream of creating a community for the podcast. And I thought to myself, how am I going to create this community in the comfort of my bedroom? So I decided to walk out. So for, not yet sure whether it's for every single episode, but hopefully that's a dream, that for every episode that is going to come, I want to walk up to strangers on the streets of Nairobi, talk to them, have a conversation, sell this dream that I have, and advocate for people to have conversations by putting myself out of my comfort zone and actually going ahead and having those conversations with strangers myself. So I am really excited for this week. Having done that, I was able to meet an amazing stranger called Joyce. We had a conversation that you're going to be listening in for today's episode. First of all, as you can already hear from the intro, it's going to be a bit noisy. Some of the conversation will not be as clear as you're used to, but that's something that maybe I have to work on. It's work in progress. So hopefully that will get better with time, maybe get better equipment, get more composed, because I was a bit nervous with this one. So I think with time I'll get a bit more comfortable with how I record my conversations and all those other things. So I hope you enjoy this one, and I hope you look forward to even much more better ideas, conversations, and hopefully this becomes the first step towards me creating a community and advocating for people to speak to each other. So enjoy this episode, and let's look forward to what the podcast brings in the future. So welcome to this one. Hi, my name is Joseph. I do a podcast called What's Up Nairobi.
Okay.
So we advocate for people to have conversations. Yeah. So I'm doing a new challenge for myself, for the podcaster, where I approach strangers and attempt to have a conversation with them. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether you have the time or it's something you're interested in. That's okay. So to make it easy, so I have a piece of paper with a few questions. Mm-hmm. So maybe you can just start by telling me your name.
I'm Joyce.
What do you do, Joyce?
I'm a consultant.
You are?
A tour consultant.
So you're into tours. Mm. So this should not be awkward for you, because tours means you're meeting a lot of people as well.
Yeah.
Alright, so this is your first question. So maybe you can read it.
God, what's the best thing that happened to you this week?
Yes. You can take your time and think about it, because they are simple and as complicated as you want it to be. It can as well be me speaking to you right now.
Well, that came
out
first in my head.
All right. Something else maybe you can think of?
I can think a lot of many things. Mm-hmm.
But if you had to pick one, maybe?
The best thing that happened to me this week. Okay, there aren't as many.
Overthinking. It's okay. You choose one. Maybe okay. One thing you're grateful for.
That's the best thing. Last week I was kind of sick,
okay.
But now this week I'm feeling better. So I would say that's the best thing that has happened.
Good for you. You're feeling better than you were feeling last week.
Yeah.
That's something to. What was wrong, if you don't mind me asking?
No, I was just not feeling good, so fine.
But yeah. Now you're good.
Yeah, now I'm okay.
hopefully after this conversation you're going to be feeling even a little bit much better. Yeah. So that's the first one. So this is the second question.
What's something people assume about you that isn't true about you?
The one thing that people always maybe get wrong. When people maybe meet you the first time, they think this, but no, that is not you.
Okay, I don't know if that's okay, but mm-hmm. I think people think of me to be arrogant, rude.
Ah.
Yeah.
But you're not.
I don't think I am.
Don't think you are. So you're not sure. Even you're going through the...
I don't think I am.
Don't think...
Okay, you know there are things that happen. Mm-hmm. Like, I can think I'm not rude. I'll think I'm kind to someone. Mm-hmm. But then, the kindness I show to someone might perceive it like I'm not that kind.
Okay.
And even other people's perspective tend to change.
Mm-hmm. Also, when it comes to arrogance, sometimes for people maybe who have strict standards and rules and the way of doing things, people will say you're arrogant because you're not willing to do things in a certain way that maybe them they're used to doing.
Mm.
So you're not arrogant and rude. If you are to describe yourself on the contrary, what would you describe yourself as?
I would say I'm flexible.
Mm-hmm. Physically as well. Flexible.
But really, I am. Mm-hmm. And physically, I am.
You can basically, you're able to fit yourself into different scenarios and all that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you ready for the next question?
I hope it's not that hard.
It can't be that hard. So, what's that dream that you have that you have not told as many people about?
Now you know you learned with the list.
Yeah, I hope it's not a long list. It's not a and a couple of other people who are going to listen. Yeah, but I don't think it's a. I feel like most people, there are people who keep dreams close to their chest. Yeah, because for one, I'll give my own experience. Yeah? Like whatever it is that I'm doing today, I've not told people. The bad side to it, the bad side or the bad reasons why I didn't tell people is because for one. Deep down, I was like, would I really be able to do it? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You see, once you tell people something, you're committing to something. Yeah?
Yeah.
So sometimes when we don't share, chinyamaji, it's because we don't want to commit to it. Because, for example, if I didn't tell anybody that this is something that I haven't, even the listeners from the last episode, I just said that I have something coming up. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I didn't really commit to it. So even if I go on, I can even lie what the surprise is. I can come up with something totally different because this became difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I decide, let me do something totally different because I didn't say it by word of mouth. Mm-hmm. So people are not asking me, hey, when are you starting that new thing that you said? Mm-hmm. The same with our dreams. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we keep them close to our chest because we don't want to commit to them. We don't want people asking us questions like you said, I want to buy maybe a car in the next 5 years. Yeah? That's a dream. Or I want to travel to some other country in the next couple of years, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If I say that, people will start now asking me, after the first year, hey, what are you doing to us?
What happened?
Yes, and God forbid the fifth year if you can, you've not done it.
Mm-hmm.
People will be like, hey, I thought you said you're going to America. What happened?
Yeah.
So sometimes we keep those ninis close to our chest because of that. But again, we keep them close to our chest again because maybe we are afraid. There are people who don't wish us well as well.
Sure.
There are people who will, there are those who will make us feel like we can't achieve. More so when our dreams become too big for us to achieve. There are those who tell us, no, you can't. So I don't know whatever reason you have for feeling like you don't want to really put it out there, but I think you can try. You can try and I'm a stranger at the end of the day.
I don't think I want to share that.
Uh-huh. Anything closer to that, I'm sure we have a lot of things that we want to achieve.
Well, it's mostly about traveling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a nature enthusiast.
Yeah.
And I like traveling a lot and exploring many places.
Okay.
So it's something close to that.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Something close to that. But you're keeping your cards close to your chest. You're not telling us exactly what it is.
I won't disclose exactly what it is.
But it's a dream about traveling.
About that,
traveling. Yes. All right. So we can already guess. Tunashikanisha tunasema maybe you want to go to some place. We can already tell. Maybe you want to travel to some place.
Obviously, it will have to involve traveling to
of
some
course.
Place.
Yeah, yeah.
But then it would also have to include something else. Okay.
Traveling with someone.
Not really someone.
Yeah.
Not really someone.
For your honeymoon or something.
No.
Nah.
that doesn't have to be with someone.
But the fact that you're already in the tours, whatever, it makes easy for you. It means you're actually living your dream in a way,
or not preparing. Really. I'm not really. There. I'm preparing
for that. Yeah. All right. So the next thing that I do, or I'll be doing, is there's a video that I want you to watch, and then basically what we'll have maybe a slight discussion around that. That's okay with you? Yeah? Okay.
So I heard about this theory called the four burner theory, and it really messed with my mind. I gotta share it with you. Imagine your life is a stove and you've got four burners: family, work, health, friends. The theory says to be successful, you have to turn one off. To be really successful, you have to turn off two. And when you look at it that way, a lot of things start to make sense. Elon's first wife literally said his work always comes first, and she just didn't matter. That's the family burner gone. Bezos steps down as CEO, gets in the best shape of his life, also gets divorced. Family burner again. Zuckerberg built one of the biggest companies on earth, but people who know him say he's emotionally distant. Friends burner dimmed. And it's not just tech guys. Look at any founder you admire. Something got sacrificed. It always does. Family needs presence, not money. You can't delegate tucking your kids in. Work is the hardest one to turn down because often it gives high performers identity and status. It's honestly where a lot of us hide. I think health is also a sneaky one. It just quietly falls apart until one day your body goes, yeah, we're done. And friends, that's the one nobody notices dying. You get busy, you grow apart, and one day you look around and you've got 1,000 contacts and nobody to call. The point of this isn't to depress you. It's to make you honest with yourself. Which burner is on full right now? And which one have you neglected so long you forgot it was even there? Because maybe you can't have all four on max. I don't think anybody can. Not Elon, not Bezos, not you. So you got to pick the one that matters the most right now and protect it and stop lying to yourself about the trade-off.
So friends, there's friends, there's health, there's family, and then there's work. Yeah. So do you believe the fact that you can't have all the four working at the same time?
It's hard.
So you agree?
Yeah.
So
maybe, okay, you can try to balance, but it would be a bit hard. It's difficult. Yeah.
So they're saying for you to be successful, you have to turn one off. Yeah. But for you to be really, really successful, you have to turn two off, yeah? So, it depends. I feel like for me personally, through my years or my stages in life, I've had kind of some off at a particular time, others on at a particular time. I can't say maybe since I started working, because until you start, that's why I asked if you're working. Yeah? Until you start working, you don't really have the four. Because if you are not working, you have a lot of free time for yourself. So only when you start working, that's when maybe your time becomes a bit limited. Yeah. So until since I started working, I think for me, I've had instances where I have a lot of friends around, and then I've had instances where work becomes too much, and then I lose friends. Yeah. So maybe what I can ask you, maybe at the moment, which burners for you are working, which ones are not working, which ones do you think are much more important to you currently, which ones do you think you can sacrifice, maybe put all that in one, which ones are working maybe currently for you?
Maybe for now, work, family, health a little bit. Was down for some time.
So it was suffering at some point.
Yeah. Okay, just as I told you at the beginning of last week. But I think that is something that should be a priority.
But you've noticed, you've said it in that order. You started with work, you've gone to family, and then you've gone to health.
Yeah.
Is that the order of priority according to you?
Okay, no. Health comes before family. I think you have to be healthy.
But we really prioritize health.
For me, I would say.
Like the time when you were sick, were you coming to work?
Well, it wasn't that serious. It wasn't so serious.
That's what we say about health. That's what we say. It's not that serious. Oh, I'm okay. I'm not. As long as you're not bedridden, even our employers will tell us, as long as you're not bedridden, you're strong enough to come to work.
But I had to take some time off.
You actually did take some time off.
Yes.
So currently work, family, and then health.
Yeah.
So what do you think you're prioritizing currently for you?
For currently, it's a work.
Work. You prioritize work. Is that out of choice, or the bills have to be paid, you have to survive somehow? It's not really out of choice. Do you really enjoy what you do?
Yeah.
You do. Because it aligns with your dream, as you said, yeah? All right. So maybe I would ask in the long term, yeah? If it was up to you, because some of us, if it was up to us, when it comes to work, is not really something that put aside. Because basically, if work crumbles, everything else crumbles. Because if you're not working, you don't have money. If you don't have money, you can't sustain maybe your family if you have one. If you don't have money again, your health maybe crumble because you don't eat well and all those other things. So if it was totally up to you, and you are told to prioritize, as we said, let's start with success, yeah? Because we've said for you to have success, you turn one off. What would you turn off?
I'm not a person of many friends. So friends off.
Wow, that was so easy for you. It feels like you're cheating. Really?
No, I'm not a person of many friends.
There's a difference between being a person of many friends and actually needing friends. Mm. And not even friends. You wouldn't say friends, yeah?
Mm.
But normally, just the people around you. I feel like we need people around us. We need not really friends. Like you see, this interaction we have, yeah? Mm-hmm. We don't have to be friends. But I believe we can sit down and have a conversation, yeah? Sure. I can help you out with something, even if you're not friends. Even if you're strangers, I can help you out with something, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really say friends, yeah? Because if you say, turning off, it's so easy to turn off friends. And I'm here advocating for us to create a community and be together and speak to one another. And the first nini that you're doing away with is friends. All right.
Okay, you know, there's so many people in the world.
Yeah.
We can't be friends to everyone.
Yeah, true.
So at some point, you'll find someone else who comes in at the moment.
Mm. So your turning off is not turning off completely. It's on and off. On
not,
and off.
Okay. You know what I mean? Mm. Okay, what I understood with this.
Yeah.
Friends are those people. You know that they're those people who have an inner side.
Yeah. True.
People who can share with you problems your successes, or challenges. Yeah, your problems, whatever you're going through.
True.
But again, there are others who make friends just out of nowhere.
Yeah, true.
Not like you came, you started talking,
and
the conversation was flowing.
Yeah.
So I'll say, friends is not,
it's not that. Everything else sounds serious. Actually, family, there are people who turn off family.
Mm.
Most people actually turn off family because I feel that for a lot of people, family comes with a lot of baggage.
Mm-hmm.
Work, we can't really, don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Health, you're forced because if you're not doing well, first of all, if I found you and you're not feeling so well, it's even hard for us to have this conversation. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
If you're not feeling well, it's hard for you to actually work. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So I feel like some of these are forced. So for me, I feel like the ones we feel that we can do without are the ones we really need to work on, because I feel like those ones are the ones that we feel like we can do without, but we really can't, because the other ones we have no choice. Like work, you have to. You can't just sit around and say, I won't work. Then how are you going to make money? How are you going to make a living? Yeah, you can't just sometimes we play with our health depending on who you ask, yeah? But with health you also can't afford to say I'll just choose to have a bad health.
Yeah,
everything else also will not work, yeah? But sometimes we feel like we can do it without friends, but I don't think we can. And by friends I don't mean like you really have to have an inner circle. I have friends who we don't talk for a very long time, but out of nowhere, maybe it's something they'll post on their status and then it will kickstart a conversation. And maybe we'll talk for just that one day.
Mm.
But there's something that will do for me at that one day that we talk.
Mm.
There's maybe a solution it will offer. There's a way it will make me feel.
Yeah.
Like maybe I hope this conversation makes you become something, a good part of your day. It just shakes up something in you, yeah. So I'm saying in terms of friendship, it can be interactions with people and all that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the next and the last thing I'll ask in regards to the same, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to add another one to the box, because now we've only chosen one. Mm-hmm. What other one would you do?
You're asking an overthinker.
Yeah, it's okay.
What if I had to work hard enough, get enough money?
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't have to work again.
I like that way of thinking. wow. So that's a cheat code.
No, it's that's not.
But it's clever. It's a clever way of thinking.
Exactly.
But I don't think there'll ever come a day where you'll have enough money. Like
not really enough, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Get to a point where, let's say, now I'm employed.
Yeah.
I get to a point where I'll have to start my own company, maybe.
People will be working for me. Yeah.
Then money would just be coming in.
Yours is the making and all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't have to work as hard. That's a clever way of thinking about it. I'll borrow that myself as well. Yeah. So I think I have the very, very last question.
Mm.
All right. So this is my closing question for you and for everyone. Yeah.
Mm.
So if Nairobi and the world in general could hear one message from you today, what would that be?
Let's just be kind to one another.
Okay. As simple and as straight to the point as that.
Yeah.
Let's be kind to one another.
Yes, we don't know what the other person is going through.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for that. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Same here.
I hope you become part of this community. I'm building a community. So thank you so much for being part of today's conversation. Yeah. So that's it for today's episode. I really had a good time speaking to Joyce. I didn't really start as well as I wanted, because I think I really walked around town for quite some time before I identified somebody that I could really speak to. I actually almost gave up. By the time I was reaching or meeting Joyce, I think I was almost giving up. I had walked for another day. The previous day, I think I walked around town. I didn't identify anyone to talk to. Went back a little bit disappointed, but still, I think a part of me was happy for having tried. Yeah. So I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. I hope you're looking forward to, I think, to the ones to come, because I think they're going to be even much better, much more amazing conversations. Just trying something new and seeing where that leads. So thank you so much for joining me on this episode. As I work on this newly acquired dream, I hope you'll work with me. I hope you're as excited as I am. So until the next episode, do have yourself a lovely, lovely, lovely time.